This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I think we found Josh. Josh, good morning. So far we've been talking with you about bass and crappie fishing. Hopefully we can add brim to that. What's going on up in the bend?
Oh, man, not too much. Catching some fish, and the weather's been beautiful, so it's been a good time for us.
A lot of big bass caught this spring?
It has been a lot of big bass. We've had a really good spring with numbers and size. One of our better springs, actually, since probably about 2015. The grass is coming back well this year, and that really helps out the fishing a lot for us.
So somebody coming up there with trophy bass on the mind and nothing else, what do you suggest? What lures do they bring? What type of habitat do they work? And what part, I mean, it's a big area. What part of the lake should they fish?
Well, it seems like every year most of the big fish are caught on the south end of the lake. It's just deeper water. It's got better grass down there, better water clarity, and it's just more fertile down there. And I think a lot of the bigger bass live in that section of the lake around Housen and 6 Mile seems to be where most of the 10-plus pounders are caught. And then the grass, obviously, is where those big fish live. And so, you know, punching grass, throwing big swim baits around grass, dragging a Carolina rig through the grass or a chatterbait or rattle trap, all those produce big fish every single year for us.
And do they still have the free mount, a replica of the fish if you weigh it and release it?
Yes, sir, they sure do. And so they've got weigh stations all over the lake. So if you catch any fish over 10 pounds, you can bring it to a certified scale, get it weighed and measured. You can go back and release the fish, let it swim off perfectly safe and sound, and so somebody else can catch it one day and let it grow. And, man, they give you a free replica, and so you ain't got to pay for it or anything and still have a way to remember that catch.
Very good. Josh, what about the white perch? Y'all still live scoping them on the brush, or has things changed?
Well, they just started showing up good on the brush about a week and a half ago, and it's been fantastic the past week and a half. The fish are moving off the banks. They're kind of more in that post-spawn era, and they're pulling out to our brush piles at the mouth of the spawning pockets. And, man, we've had some of the best days we've had in really a few years. So we're really looking forward to this season. So far, it looks like it's going to be one of our better ones. We've had lots of days this past week catching limits. So, I mean, it's hard to beat that out here on the bend.
Yeah, and y'all have a favorite jig that you use. Talk about it.
We do. So one of our guides, David Cross, he makes his own jig called Cross Crappie Crack Jigs. And they're hair jigs, and they're very, very small. And for some reason on Toledo Bend, those crappie like a very, very small bait. I think there's so many shad and so much bait fish in that lake that they don't have to really expend a lot of energy to really eat much. And so, man, putting a little small bait in front of them, something that's going to entice them, seems to be the key. It's almost as small as a fly, like a 1/32nd ounce jig. And, man, it absolutely catches them. It'll catch a tube jig 5-1 most days.
Got it. Well, so far we haven't mentioned brim, but is it time? Are they starting to show up a little bit now, or is it still too early?
It's a little early for it to get really good, hot, and heavy, but it is time. There are some brim starting to move up and start to spawn. We've seen some signs of that, and you know, we don't brim fish a whole lot, but I look for it a lot on my bass trips because where there's brim, there's typically going to be some larger bass, and so I have been looking for it. I've seen some new beds up shallow, and it's getting close. It's getting close, and I've got some reports from people who's been catching some big brim up shallow, so. That's right around the corner. Typically, early May is the hottest part of the year for that brim season for us.
Right around the corner. Well, safe to say the Bend is in its prime or reaching it right now. And, Josh, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and book a trip for either bass or the crappie, how do they get you? What's the best way?
Man, they can give me a call on my cell phone at 318-308-5818. They could find us on Facebook at Bent Rods Guide Service and shoot us a message through Facebook, or they can go to our website at www.bentrodsguideservice.com, and they can shoot us an email through that, and we get in contact with them and get a trip set up for them.
All right, you guys make it easy. Thanks for the report, as always, Josh. We appreciate it. You guys have a happy Easter up there on the Bend.
Okay, you too. Happy Easter. Thank you.
All righty, Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.